Professor Eddie S. Glaude Jr. is the chair of the Department of African American Studies at Princeton University. Professor Glaude, thank you very much for talking to AM. There have been six straight nights of unrest. How does this end?
Well, I think the beginning of the end will be arresting all of the officers, adjusting the nature of the charges, and actually, you know, demonstrating a good faith effort to pursue justice in this case. I think that's the beginning of the end. But, you know, I also believe that George Floyd has become a proxy for a broader set of questions and concerns about the current state and trajectory of the country. So that's not going to end anytime soon.
It's hard to watch the video of Mr. Floyd's death. It's terrible. You've written that you wept watching it. How will it change America?
I don't know if it will. Let me just be honest with you, because we've seen horrific images like this before, from postcards of lynching to the choking of Eric Garner, now to George Floyd. So there's no guarantee that it will change America. But I do know this, is that we're at an inflection point in the country with the devastation that is being wrought by COVID-19. Well over 100,000 folks are dead. The devastation that has happened in our communities, black communities in particular, the context of this act of wanton cruelty has exposed a deep fissure in the country. And so I don't know if there's a guaranteed change, but we will definitely be spending a large amount of energy and time trying to address it.
Mr. Floyd's brother, Terrence, has urged people to go out and vote rather than turn to violence, saying, let's do this another way. What impact will his words have?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. We voted, and, you know, we voted for Barack Obama, and it served as the context of the Black Lives Matter movement, because they were killing us. And now, in response to the first black president, they elected Donald Trump, who represents, in some ways, the deep underbelly, the ugly underside of the country, because they are afraid of all of these demographic shifts. They wanted to take America back again, you know. It's so ironic, you know, Donald Trump reveals the core, the heart, the core of his position. He says, MAGA loves the black people, you know, because he understands that we're not a part of his MAGA cohort. So voting, the system represents, I think, one avenue of redress. But given our experience, we shouldn't overestimate the scope of change that can happen.
In times of crisis, presidents have in the past used their authority to appeal for calm and unity. Is this beyond Donald Trump's ability?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I don't think he has the capacity to empathize. I don't think he could be the consoler-in-chief, as we often expect of our president here in the United States. But more importantly, Donald Trump has never governed the entire nation. He's only really governed towards a specific sector, a segment of American society, and that is his hardcore base and, of course, the moneyed class, the moneyed interests. And so he's really only concerned about those two constituencies. Everyone else will come into view only in light of his own political self-interest. So, you know, he's instead of Nero playing the fiddle, he's going to just simply be tweeting. And I think that's his role. That's his place.
The president is now urging state governors to regain control. There are also counter groups, including far-right organizations, urging their followers to prepare to take matters into their own hands. How worried are you about how this will end?
I'm so profoundly worried. You know, in African-American culture, there's something called, there's the blues, right? And in the blues, there's the central metaphor of the crossroads. It's where supposedly Robert Johnson, you know, made a deal with the devil. And so we find ourselves at the crossroads, whether we're going to double down on an old dying way of understanding who we are as Americans, or whether or not we're going to give birth to a new way of being together. Donald Trump is invoking an old states' rights argument in an ironic way in his relationship to the governors. And the far right have they've been making this argument for generations that they have to get ready for the race war. We outnumber them, and we need to be mindful of that. We need to understand that, that those of us who are concerned about a more just America, who are willing to risk everything to bring a new America into existence, we outnumber them. We just need to be courageous and committed in our efforts to build a new country.
Professor Gallaud, thank you for talking to AM.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
That's Professor Eddie S. Gallaud, Jr., Chair of the Department of African American Studies at Princeton University.